Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show where we explore the many paths to transformation and aim to mine a few nuggets of gold that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature, even though that might feel counterintuitive, just like the nightingale singing out in the dark. Thanks for joining me today. I'm JJ, otherwise known as the Practical Alchemist, and I'm delighted that you could join me today as I invite you to join me for a drink. Yes, later I'll be reviewing a new kind of non-alcoholic drink that claims to have the effect of alcohol without the alcohol. I'll explain what they mean by that, but it's not as outlandish a claim as you might think. But first, why don't you take a break, if you can, that is, and treat yourself to a cup of your favourite coffee, as my guest today and I talk about the health benefits of this very popular drink and what separates the good from the bad. Popular, that is, with most people except me. I very rarely drink coffee, but I was interested to try this brand as they also have a product that includes the medicinal mushroom lion's mane. And I do love a functional fungus. James Bellis is the founder of Balance Coffee, a company he set up to bring high-grade, healthy coffee to market. And I have to admit, I never realised there was so much to consider when it comes to coffee. You'll hear how I got on with the samples James sent me to try. But first, I asked him to tell us what prompted him to start the business.
Yeah, it's been a long journey in the coffee industry. So, I pretty much left university and had a bit of an opportunistic job to become a coffee trainer for one of the UK's largest coffee companies. And that got me very much into kind of the barista side of coffee, looking at taste, training other people how to make, you know, flat whites, latte art, all of these components. And then I kind of worked my way up through my 20s. I started working for a coffee machine brand, an Italian machine brand, getting more into kind of the technical aspects of coffee making and machinery. And then I guess COVID really was a big turning point in my life and my career, and went on to launch Balance Coffee. But underpinned by that really was a big shift on a personal level on my own health journey. And I kind of really combined both of those aspects, my coffee knowledge, my background and expertise, with this sort of newfound focus towards health, well-being, and really like optimizing different parts of, you know, my health routine, the ingredients that I was consuming in my diet. And I ended up kind of, driving Balance Coffee forward to become sort of an innovative wellness brand for coffee. And we kind of stacked on mushrooms about a year and a half ago now too, which has been a huge kind of shift for the company. The mission of the business is to bring kind of healthier coffee to people, free from mold, mycotoxins, pesticides. And we pair those with adaptogenic mushrooms for kind of, yeah, to boost vitality and overall well-being.
Yeah, and you did send me some to try, and we'll talk about my experiences with them in a bit. But I mean, first of all, coffee is touted as a health food these days. But what you're saying here is that not all coffee is equal. So some coffee really isn't great for us. I guess it's a bit like ultra-processed food and organic food, really. I mean, one is okay, you know, you eat it, but it doesn't particularly do you much good. And then you've got the good stuff.
Absolutely. Yes, spot on with that. And I think it follows a bit of a pattern really across all food and drink, nutrition really. It tends to be when you spend a bit more, you know, when the quality's there from sourcing all the way down, the results are better, you know, for you individually, the effects on your body. And that's the same process that we really, I guess, took with Balanced Coffee, just to make sure that, you know, we're sourcing some of the best coffee in the world. So we're sourcing from sort of the top 5% of leading farms in the world. And that's obviously the foundation really for, you know, everything that we then do on top of that to optimize that coffee for a more healthy experience.
Yeah. I mean, you say on your website that your coffee is better than organic, which is quite a claim, but also the fact that it's clean and toxic free. So let's just talk about the toxins that you might. Well, we'll talk about the health benefits as well, but let's talk first about the toxins that you might find in coffee. So there's mycotoxins. So there's mold that you might find.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just to address your point on the bold health claim. So not many people know this, but there is the separation of grading systems in coffee. You've got organic, which traditionally is kind of, you know, free from pesticides. But there's another grade on that's actually sits above organic, which is speciality grade.
Right. And
that has both the health advantages of no chemicals used in the farming process, but is also carefully vetted for taste as well. So the specialty grade element is better than organic, and that's really what separates us from, I guess, most of those other brands.
Well, I'm glad that you explained that, because you know, just to a casual reader of your website, that kind of seems a bit, whoa, okay, fine. And especially to somebody like me who's, you know, big into organic and better where possible, but, you know, hugely into organic food. So So it's free of the molds, it's free of the toxins, it's free of the pesticides. I know some coffees, they advertise that the beans are shade grown. So grown in the shade in coffee plantations. Is that what you do as well? And why would that be important?
Yeah, absolutely. So ultimately, the higher the altitude of the coffee, the better. So you've got low grade coffee on one end of the scale that's grown at lower altitudes. They're more susceptible to kind of pests and improper, you know, basically the commercial grade. So equipment that comes along and just mass produces it. So 85% of coffee out there in the market is commercial grade, typically grown, you know, for commercial use. They're trying to just get tons of coffee produced as fast as they can. And they're less focused then on quality and are cutting corners with regards to health, using those herbicides, pesticides to mass produce that coffee. So what we're doing on the other end of the scale, the specialty grade, is grown in high altitudes. It's much harder to harvest. It's manual. It's ultimately kind of more manual process. So that means farmers at origin climbing up kind of higher altitudes along mountainsides, picking the cherries by hand and taking a lot more care around the quality of every cherry, which is what the coffee bean is for.
I was just going to say, I've never heard that expression before. Is that what they call it?
Yeah. So the coffee cherry, it literally looks like a cherry. It starts green and then as it develops and harvests becomes red. And I actually went to a coffee farm about 2 months ago, which was an amazing experience. And working closely with the farmers, you know, helping them kind of, go through their daily process of understanding what they do. You know, it's an incredible experience. And so, the coffee is basically, the cherry is when it's ripe, it's ready for picking. And then inside the cherry is two coffee beans, which are green, you know, the green raw coffee bean. And then, you know, those get sorted and carefully checked for quality purposes. They'll discard of any that, you know, aren't quite right. And then they'll go into these big sacks that then, you know, get imported or exported around the world. And then that's when the roasting process kicks in at that point. So there's
And you do your own roasting, don't you? You roast your own beans, don't you?
We roast in the UK, absolutely. Yeah. And ship primarily via our website within sort of 48 hours from that point of roasting. So
that's really fresh, really fresh. So all those coffee snobs who say, "Oh no, I have to grind my own beans so that it's all fresh." You actually, you're actually the next best thing to that.
Well, yeah, we do both. We still advise buying beans actually, because if you know, typically a customer will buy coffee beans and then you know they may not use those for a few weeks while they're at home.
Yeah, yeah.
the longer that it can stay and be retained in bean format, the better, because as soon as you grind it, oxygen comes in and starts to then deteriorate the coffee.
Yeah.
That impacts kind of the shelf life. It's a bit like bread. If you leave bread on the counter, very quickly goes stale.
It gets moldy.
Gets muddy, exactly. To go back to your mold point. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's really important. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I think that's really interesting. And as a non-coffee drinker myself, and before we started recording this, we did talk about my non-coffee drinking. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first of all, I understand now. I think that it's a much more complex process and much more complex product than I ever thought it was when I was, younger and actually drinking coffee. But as I said, we'll come back to that. I want to talk about now, then, what are the health benefits of coffee? It's good for the gut, you were saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, coffee is one of the major superfoods out there, alongside, say, blueberries and others in the similar kind of sphere, primarily because of its antioxidant content. So, chlorogenic acid is one of the major compounds in coffee. And all of this really, yeah, it acts as a prebiotic for the gut, if we're looking at gut health specifically. And really just supports healthy gut bacteria and microbiome. So that really helps fight inflammation, improves your glucose metabolism, and can even then reduce risk of disease. So thinking about coffee in a way as a superfood alongside other nutritional kind of foods that you think about every day, getting lots of greens, avocados, blueberries, a coffee, a couple of coffees a day is really, really shown to to boost longevity ultimately.
Interesting, isn't it? So, I mean, I might be able to get behind it if I'm thinking of it in those terms. So many of us, though, just think of it as an alternative to tea. Well, in the UK anyway. I know in other countries, coffee is the go-to drink, but it's not in the in the it doesn't have the same maybe impact on your health as this kind of really, good quality, carefully produced without toxins coffee, the kind of coffee that you might get in a, I won't n mention any of the names, but in a chain's coffee shop, for instance, is
Absolutely.
not quite the same.
No, absolutely, exactly. And there are lots of things to consider as well. We talked about I guess the impact of the coffee on the body. A lot of people now are becoming a lot more sensitive to coffee. I have a view on that, which is I think there's a huge change in society now. I guess stress and anxiety levels are on the rise. And a lot more people are becoming aware of also how the caffeine, I guess the caffeine quality, let's call it, and the caffeine content is affecting the body and nervous system. And so to that point, it's even more important now to be, I think, to be choosing the right type of coffee that can actually, support your body and mind. Because if you start accidentally drinking the wrong type of coffee, it can sort of take you off track and do the opposite of what good coffee is meant to do, which is keep you focused, keep you energized, have those antioxidant benefits. So I think looking at it more holistically these days is kind of important. And I definitely have some tips to give, which I think could really help people in choosing those, the right types of coffee to consider.
Oh, we'll do tell us then for health benefits, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So without a doubt, 100% Arabica is the variety of coffee that you really want to pick. And the reason for that is because it's grown on those higher altitude conditions, away from the pests. You're basically more likely for that to have a chemical-free process, number one. Robusta is its arch nemesis, and Robusta has around about 83% more caffeine content, or higher
Wow.
content, than Arabica. So if you're walking down the street one day and you grab a coffee quickly from a cafe outside, and you just dive in, you say, oh, I'd love my Americano or I'd love my flat white. And you haven't, let's say, quizzed, you know, what is inside that blend. The majority of blends out there mix Robusta and Arabica. So all of a sudden, you're having a coffee that is probably going to spike cortisol in the body, make you feel a bit more anxious, give you those jittery kind of downsides. And it's something that, you know, you haven't really considered. So I always advise, make sure you ask. If you're buying online, that's an easy one. You know, you should be able to find 100% Arabica specialty grade. But if you're in a cafe and you're you know, walking down the street looking to find that coffee, then just ask the barista, make sure it's 100% Arabica coffee, because that's going to, you know, make a difference between you having a nice mellow energy spike as opposed to something that, you know, could disrupt you, cause a bit of anxiety or give you a bit of overwhelm. So that's kind of my go-to tips for that.
Yeah, you see, I had no idea about that. So interesting, and something that's really good to know. Well, we'll hear more about caffeine levels from James shortly, but first it's time to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk. UK.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 with me, JJ, the practical alchemist, and my special guest today, James Bellis, founder of Balance Coffee. So, coffee and caffeine. Before the break, we learned how to check which beans are being used in our coffee so that we know how high in caffeine our drink might be. But there's even more to consider when it comes to caffeine content, as I found out. You know, caffeine has a number of health benefits. It can help you feel more focused. It's sometimes used to treat migraines, and there's even evidence to suggest it might protect against liver disease and also boost testosterone levels. But too much can be a problem. So knowing the caffeine content of your coffee is really important.
It's a really big factor. And I feel, you know, there are lots of other things to consider really as part of that, which is, you know, how you brew the coffee also has an impact on caffeine. So the brewing method you use, for example, the longer that you brew coffee, so a cafetiere, for example, can actually extract more caffeine from a brew than a faster brew, for example, like an AeroPress or even an espresso machine.
Wow, I didn't know that. So an espresso would potentially have less caffeine than something that you've done in a cafetiere or French press.
Yeah, wow. It gets quite complex because there's also pressure involved in machinery that changes the extraction process. But if you were to leave, you know, a cafetiere to brew 10-12 minutes, which is on a lighter or medium roast, is kind of something that's advisable to get the best flavor. But that can also then have a higher amount of caffeine content because the water and the coffee have had a higher contact time, which means that it's constantly kind of continuing to extract.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. You see all these things that I have never considered when I've thought about coffee drinking. So that's really, really interesting. So something for people to think about when they're making their coffee at home. Very much so, even if it's not your coffee. Getting back to your coffee, so you have different blends, but you also have blends with functional mushrooms in there, adaptogenic mushrooms. You've got, I think you have four, don't you? You have the lion's mane, which is great for brain health, and reishi, which is an all-round great. I think reishi is the one that's linked historically with longevity, but it has other properties as well. Chaga, you do, and you do proper chaga, don't you? Not chaga that's grown on some kind of substrate which has never seen a birch tree, which is important for chaga. Chaga has to be grown on birch trees to get the betulinic acid in there, which is where a lot of its health properties come from. And then the other one is, what's the other one you've got? Oh, cordyceps.
Yes, yeah.
And cordyceps is my go-to when I'm feeling a bit exhausted and need a boost of energy without the coffee. But you're putting it in coffee. But cordyceps has other properties as well. But you've got those four, haven't you?
Yeah.
And those are four of my go-to medicinal or functional mushrooms, and anybody who listens to me regularly knows that I'm a bit of a big mushroom fan, big medicinal mushroom fan. And then you have some of your blends have the mushroom in the blend, but you've also got tinctures.
Absolutely, yeah. So we've got a core range of healthy coffee that's toxin free, optimized for higher antioxidant content, and that's just kind of regular healthy coffee in a way. You can brew that through a machine, however you like. We then have one core blend, which is our lion's mane mushroom blend. And this is, the healthy coffee mixed with mushroom. And that we freshly roast that coffee. It gets pre-ground and then blended with the lion's mane mushroom powder and then shipped right away. So it's a very fresh version of that product. And that's great. And we do advise that's brewed inside a cafetiere, for example, because of what I said before, actually, the cafetiere, because you brew that and extract it for longer, it actually, that helps maximize the amount of beneficial compounds that you pull out of that coffee and mushroom.
Yeah.
That's the reason we brought that product to the market. But the mushroom elixirs or tinctures, as you mentioned, are our kind of newest product category launch. And we built that really for a couple of reasons. Number one is that they're extremely versatile. So being able to drop mushrooms into your coffee rather than just in a powdered blend gives you a lot more kind of flexibility. So number one, you can take it on the move with you, whether that's to work, wherever you go, they're just in these kind of small 50 ml bottles. You can also mix the mushrooms in one. So for example, the way that I use these elixirs every day is I have lion's mane and chaga to start my day. That gives me a focus boost first thing in the morning. I get some added immunity from the chaga.
Yeah.
That's kind of my first, extra health boosted coffee, if you want to call it that. And then, I have two coffees a day. So my mid-afternoon coffee, I then add cordyceps to it. And then typically I'll have that pre-workout. It actually acts as an amazing pre-workout supplement. Some early scientific studies coming out now about how it boosts VO2 max. So boosts your kind of lung capacity, your endurance, great for physical function and exercise.
Yeah.
And for me, reishi is an evening one, although some friends of mine use it in the day as well, which also works. But for me, I actually have that either raw, just dropping into my mouth, or I'll add it into like a water or a herbal tea. And Reishi for me is very much about calming down the nervous system, putting you into a calm state. I gave some to a friend of mine who runs a startup, hasn't slept for like 2 years, really stressed. And he sent me, I gifted him a bottle, and he sent me a WhatsApp saying, I'm having like insane deep sleep. Haven't felt this in 2 years. Really like vivid dreams as well. So Reishi for me is a really good one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, as I said, everybody who regularly listens to me and also a sometime guest on the show and friend, a medical herbalist called Karen Bryans-McLean, they know that we're mushroom hounds, basically, and we love the medicinal mushrooms and all mushrooms, but the medicinal mushrooms particularly. And those are four really excellent mushrooms to get into your diet and to take if you can get them. And so this is an easy way of using them. And just to say as well, the elixirs or tinctures, they are using a dual extraction, which means that you get the most out of the mushroom. And it does mean that they're in alcohol, but when you use them, you're not drinking like, you know, a double scotch. It's a very low amount of alcohol that you're putting into your body. I don't drink alcohol and I'm absolutely fine using them.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one. I mean, it's a vital process for the extraction. So we use spring water, it's one of the extraction methods, and then alcohol being the other. So the reason that alcohol is really integral to that process is that it pierces through, it's the substance that actually is able to pierce through the wall of the mushroom called the chitin or the layer. And that's where a vast amount, the majority of the bioactive compounds exist. And so without that, you'd only be getting a product that's kind of half of the same quality. So it definitely gives you a superior quality. So whenever you're buying mushrooms, whether that's from us or anyone else, make sure you're buying a dual extract to maximize the health benefits from that product.
Absolutely. And I do understand that some people who are, getting over alcohol, let's just say alcoholics who are maybe in the 12-step program or whatever, they would not want to be going near anything with alcohol in there. I understand that. But then you do have the lion's mane infused coffee for people who don't want to go near alcohol at all. And also presumably people with religious objections to alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then there's obviously a space for every product based on that, you know, and the percentage of alcohol in the dose that you're using is very nominal. And as we said, I think, you know, the dose is the poison with most things out there in terms of substances. And
Well, great. So, you know, so all of these sound really good. So now you did send me some to try. And I did try them, and I was going to do a little review separately, but I think we'll talk about it, because just before we started recording, I was telling you about my experiences with one of the coffees that you sent me. You sent me two coffees. You sent me the lion's mane infused ground coffee, and you sent me the dark fire energy coffee, which I did confide in you. I looked at it and thought it was a bit frightening for somebody who doesn't drink coffee. But I did try it. We'll talk about that in a sec. But you also sent me reishi and lion's mane tinctures. Now, I will say that both the tinctures I've used, and I use the two together because I'll take reishi at any time of day. They did make a difference. They do make a difference. They are good. In my view, quality, and I'm not saying that just because we're talking to each other now, but I could feel the difference definitely. I could definitely feel the difference with the lion's mane, with the lifting any kind of brain fog or tiredness, especially in the morning. Now, I say this because I've, as you might be aware, tried many mushroom products, medicinal mushroom products. And I have regularly used the powdered mushroom. And I would say that taking a tincture is much more effective than the powder, although the powder is also great and all the capsules are also great. I'm not saying they're not, but I did definitely feel quite the difference taking these. So that's one thing that I would say. Now, the Lion's Mane mushroom coffee, I actually, as a non-coffee drinker, found it very palatable, very mellow, and found it quite enjoyable. I'd have to get used to it because I'm such a non-coffee drinker, you know, for years couldn't even bear the smell of it. But I could drink that. But then we come to your very darkest roast that you were telling me it was actually your darkest, heaviest kind of product. And I had a glass of that, I had a mug of that yesterday. And you'd warned me not to let it stew for too long because of the things that we just talked about. And, or brew, I should say, not stew. And so I didn't let it brew for very long. And I had a mug of that. And I wasn't very comfortable because the caffeine was off the scale. I felt I could really feel it. And I didn't like it. Didn't like the feeling of it. And also it's very, very dark and I felt quite bitter. I actually had to put sugar in it. That tells you how bad it was because I don't put sugar in very much. I had to put sugar in it to try and take the taste away. But you're telling me that this is actually what some people like. Some people want this from their coffee. That's why you've created this roast.
Honestly, this was the most recent coffee that we launched because it's not my preference on a personal level.
Yeah.
My taste buds, I think it's partly linked to my age. So, you know, years ago, you know, like my parents, for example, obviously grew up drinking instant coffee, dark roast, and your palate becomes accustomed to that style, that flavor.
Yeah.
So typically, you know, the older generations are actually, not in your case, are a bit, you know, more accustomed to that flavor. And, you know, I'm 34 right now. Started drinking coffee when I was 21 and I began drinking a bit more acidic, fruity, lighter roast coffee and more medium roast coffee. And so my palate has become accustomed to that type of flavor profile. So to then drink a darker coffee for me, again, it didn't really sit well. It felt a bit ashy, a bit burnt, you know.
Yeah, it was bitter. Yeah. And it's your dark fire roast. And you say notes of dark cocoa, caramel, and raisin. I didn't get that.
But funnily enough, it's become one of our top three best-selling coffees. So,
oh wow!
The story behind that is, as I said, we didn't launch it right away, and we try to regularly like survey our customers to get feedback, really find out what they're looking for. And a lot of people were saying we really want like a bolder coffee, you know, something stronger. So we brought that out purely based on that feedback, and it's gone down wonders, you know. So it's fascinating, and I think it just goes to show that everyone is unique.
Yeah,
everyone's palate is very unique.
Yeah.
We want different things. We want to experiment and try new flavors, and you know, having that sort of full range where someone can come in, experiment, buy a couple of options, you know, decide what works for them, and then they can find their kind of go-to coffee.
And it was a real eye-opener for me when I felt the effects of that strong, dark roast coffee. It's a good job I didn't have it anywhere near bedtime. I would not have been able to sleep. Time for another short break right now, though. More great coffee information from James Bellis right after these messages.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimising your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio station. I'm JJ, the practical alchemist, back with my guest today, James Bellis, the founder of Balance Coffee. Now, they say wake up and smell the coffee, but the dark roast I tried really did give me a jolt. The intensity of the caffeine rush had surprised me, and I'm just not used to that. Here's James again.
Yeah, absolutely. And to compare it to the other coffee you tried, which is, say, the Lion's Mane blend in particular, because that's blended with Lion's Mane, there's actually effectively less caffeine per cup in that coffee, which is probably why it felt and suited you more, because you didn't feel that kind of, you know, that caffeine hit. And it's a much more soft, mellower, sort of steady energy that you get from it rather than that jolt. So, you know, that's why also experimenting with, say, the mushrooms as well, adding those in, they can subdue some of the effects of the caffeine if you're looking for a more kind of stable all-day energy and buzz. So, yeah, it's fascinating that there's lots of, I mean, coffee is a science at the end of the day. There's so many variables, you know, temperature, pressure, variety, roast profile. It's yeah.
Who knew? Well, I didn't know because, you know, I'm a tea drinker. And only recently, I say recently, maybe in the last 10 years or so, I was told about bulletproof coffee.
Yeah.
And that is where you combine coffee with a fat like butter or coconut oil. And that kind of smooths out the the rougher effects of coffee on the stomach. And so that it makes it more palatable. And it's also good for you. Is that something that, you know, could be done with your coffee, for instance, as well, to enhance the benefits?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's great. I think it's a great thing to do in the morning. Depends on obviously where, what diets you're following, you know, what you're interested in. But absolutely, I think bulletproof coffee is has clear benefits and has the same effect that I just mentioned, which is the caffeine absorption is lower, and therefore that more kind of steady effect, which, you know, I think for the most part, from what I'm hearing about a lot, is, you know, most people want that buzz, they want that kind of energy boost in the morning, they want to feel a bit more productive, but they don't want to tip the scale. You know, it's a real art to find a coffee that, you know, delivers that for you without the sort of negative downside effects. And I think, any technique or, you know, way that you can play around with it and experiment to see what works for you, because at the end of the day, it is holistic. It is, you know, everyone is unique. Everyone's body mass, you know, our ability to, you know, deal with caffeine, everyone's unique. And it's a little bit of experimentation involved to find what really works for you. And you have to kind of have a bit of an experimentation mindset around that. You know, maybe decaf is a good option.
Yeah.
You know, there are some great decafs out there now in the market. And so I've started to drink decaf in the afternoon because I still get that craving for a coffee. But I know that if I'm having coffee after 1, 2 p.m., it has a negative impact on my sleep quality. You know, caffeine has stays in the system for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm into kind of like biohacking and all this health optimization, and these things become, you know, more serious. So you start to really consider these little choices we make in our day, how they then have a consequential impact on the following day. Well, if I have that coffee too late and I choose that coffee that's got Robusta in it that, you know, I just got from the petrol station, or, you know, I didn't really think about where I was getting that from. Well, that can have an adverse effect on how good my sleep quality is, how I wake up the next day, how I feel. Do I have brain fog? What's my energy like the following day? So I think, yeah, learning to kind of really hone in and find what works for you is definitely my best advice.
I think that's brilliant advice. Fantastic. Now, there's information on your website about all the different qualities and about the different roasts, isn't there? So tell us about your website, and, you know, can people, you know, contact you? You can order from your website as well, can't you?
Yeah, can absolutely order via our website. That's where most of our sort of customers come through. So yeah, we're at www.balancedcoffee.co.uk. We have a whole range of coffees to choose from. Best way to approach that is to find out, yeah, or think about what you normally go for. Give that a try, whether that's like a medium roast or a dark roast or a light roast. Yeah, grab a couple of options, see what works for you. And then, yeah, if you're interested in the mushroom side, obviously you can explore the Lion's Mane mushroom blend or the range of mushroom elixirs, which obviously are the liquid drops that you can add to coffee. It doesn't have any negative impact on the taste or texture, unlike powders. So, yeah, they're your options, really. Give it a go and yeah, reach out to our team anytime. We've got chat support, you know, anytime if you have any questions or want to dive a bit deeper on any of the things we've talked about today.
Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah. And I will, I think, get a blog up on my blog about the health benefits, because there are, you know, very many benefits to coffee, and we haven't actually covered all of them today. But yeah, get in touch with James's team at the website and check out my blog, because there'll be something in there. Hopefully by the time this goes to air, I've now set myself a challenge, haven't I? But there you go. So thank you so much, James, for talking to me about coffee and enlightening me about coffee and how to drink it and why we should drink it, and all about your products as well. And I definitely, despite being a non-coffee drinker, can give the products a thumbs up, because I think you're doing a great job there. So thank you very, very much. And thanks for speaking with me today.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
James Bell is there giving me quite the education on coffee. I loved the mushroom tinctures and would drink the Lion's Mane blend again, but I doubt I'm ever going to be the connoisseur that James obviously is. As promised, I will post more details on the health benefits of coffee on my blog at thepracticalalchemist.uk. That's if you want to know more. Now, as promised, time for another drink. Very different to coffee. We mentioned alcohol earlier, but that was the sound of me pouring myself a very adult, non-alcoholic drink, a measure of Sentia Garba spirit mixed with some ginger ale. Now, what on earth is that when it's at home, I hear you say? Well, this is a very different type of non-alcoholic drink. They call it a spirit, but it has zero alcohol. It looks like a cordial, but it has no sugar. What it does have is a long list of fabulous botanicals that create a complex, enjoyable, and inevitably healthy drink for grown-ups. And as someone who hasn't drunk alcohol for a good 20 years now, my body rebelled against it as I got older,
I do appreciate having an option beyond water, soft fizzy drinks, or non-alcoholic drinks that just mimic real spirits. The makers say that their Garba spirits offer the effect of alcohol without the alcohol, and the secret is in the Garba. That's gamma-aminobutyric acid, which is a chemical in the brain and spinal cord that acts as a neurotransmitter that basically calms us down. The ingredients of Sentia stimulate the production of GABA in the brain, giving us the feeling of sociability and relaxation without the risk of all the negative effects from alcohol. There are three varieties. Here's how they describe them. GABA Black, to boost your productivity or jumpstart your evening plans. GABA Red, to chill you out and unwind your mind. And GABA Gold, to bring warmth and wellness to all your social gatherings. That's how they describe them anyway. I tried both the red and the black, and I can report that they both lived up to their promise. The black has a stronger, more licorice taste to it than the red, which is also full-flavoured. Now, I don't normally drink carbonated mixers, but with these, I make an exception, as they go very well with tonic, ginger beer or ale, and soda water. They're £32 for a 50 centilitre bottle, so that's around what you'd pay for an alcoholic spirit, and they're to be consumed in the same way. As I said before, this is an adult drink, and I very much give it a thumbs up. And that brings us to the end of the show. You can check out the Sentia Garba spirits for yourself at sentiaspirits.com. I'd love to hear from you to tell me what you think of the show. You can get in touch through my website, thepracticalalchemist.uk. All my social media links are there, as well as my guide to practical alchemy, an ebook that's called Living Gold that you can download. And if you're feeling stressed or fatigued, you might find energy work helps. You can find out about the energy clearing work I do at safehavenhealing.uk and book a session with me there. You'll also find some audio and video there that is designed to relax you. That's all free to access. Check out my YouTube channel, Alternatively Speaking, as well. And why not take a look at our Health Triangle magazine? You'll find the link to that on the UK Health Radio homepage. But for now, I'm off to enjoy my GABA Black and Ginger Ale. Thank you for listening. Join me next time for more practical alchemy and more fabulous guests with great information on how to be healthy naturally. Until then, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.